4CBA Mobile.
4CBA KR4EEE, hear you loud and clear.
Well, I hear you loud and clear. I am going through my memory bank here. I can't remember your name. My name is David. Anyway, I hope you're having a good day.
Hey, David. Greg, KR4EEE. I am having a good day. I'm out in my in the woods on part of my property, talking to you on a any tone with a J-pole, and then also setting up a dipole for some contacts, hopefully later on this afternoon.
You're doing like a mobile antenna setup. I mean, not mobile antennas, but what am I trying to say? Like parks on the air, you just own your property?
Sort of. I'm not expecting to make a whole lot of contacts. I didn't necessarily come out here to do that. Just a couple, just to make sure my stuff is working. I have stuff. I just need to make sure I know how to use it, or...
Yep. I guess we all have stuff. It's important that we know how to use it. Oh, me. Well, you know, it's a hobby, and, you know, there's always an experiment, or there's a change or something, you know, going on with ham radio. So, sometimes you can just sit back and enjoy the fact that everything's working and nothing needs repairing or anything like that. But other times, you know, things aren't going so well and you have to figure out what's going on, at least maybe, like, say, in digital mode or something.
Relatively new to this, so the little stuff that I do have, it's just a matter of, you know, getting used to it, like you said, experimenting. Over.
All right, so KF4, is it Triple E, KB4CBA?
KR4EEE, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo.
KR4EEE. All right, well, that's an interesting call. Did you get that from another state, or and move here, or what?
I think it was just luck of the draw. It was what was issued to me a few months ago when I got my general, or I'm sorry, the technician.
Okay, well, I like it. I mean, you know, it's like mine. It's a, what do you call it, a 2x3, and you know, if you ever get into DX, especially on HF, you'll wish you had a shorter call. But I thought about changing my call, but and you know, getting a shorter call. There's not too many of them left. So.
Thought about that. It's one less thing to worry about for me, anyway.
Just something to think about down the road. I mean, if you're just doing, if you're doing, you know, VHF, UHF, you know, you don't really need a DX call. Excuse me. If I'm holding you up, just let me know. I'm driving over to my grandson's house in Powdersville, and my wife's over there. Daughter had to go, somewhere in the lower part of the state. She's got to be there tomorrow morning, so she's driving down, you know, spending the night there tonight. But anyway, if I'm holding you up, just let me know. I've got a little ways to go.
I appreciate the chat. I may go silent here or there just as I'm hooking some stuff up, but happy to stick around. Over.
I didn't get any of that. I went down in a hole right here on Rutherford, if you know where sharpshooters gun places, or anyway, coming up to the old, I'm at the intersection of Rutherford and 291 now. I hope I'm hitting the repeater.
I'm actually on the other side of Cedar Mountain, close to as you head into Brevard on Canoga and that neck of the woods. So I'm liking how this is working out. You sound pretty good still.
Just as long as I'm hitting the repeater, you know, sometimes that dips, you know, worse than others, but you just, you know, you almost sounded like you were talking on an HT and the batteries are going dead, and, you know, you get every other word, you know, kind of thing. And I was really getting less than that, but that's what it kind of what the sound is like if you ever talk to anybody and their HT battery was, you know, getting ready to go dead.
This is my HT out here. I'm glad that it's coming through well. Over.
What was your previous, before I stopped the light there, what was your, what were you saying when I didn't even get it?
KR4, echo, KR4, ETW, just trying to jump in here, see if I can reach you.
This is KR4, EEE, Kilo Romeo 4, echo.
Roger, it's KR4, ETW, Chuck. I'm down in Anderson County right now, but normally I can't help that.
Pleasure to be talking with you. David and I were just chatting. He was asking me what I had said previously, and David, I'm sorry, I'm not remembering, other than I might go silent as I'm hooking up this dipole.
I just wanted to jump in there and see if I could reach you from Anderson on this mobile. I'll catch y'all later and I'll get out of your way. KR4ETW, we clear after the final.
KR4ETW, you heard you loud and clear. I'm on the other side of Cedar Mountain as you head in towards Brevard, Etowah area. You sounded pretty good.
Around, you know. Don't run off on my account anyway. I apologize. I probably wasn't given enough time to, you know, let the repeater drop and let somebody jump in there. KP4CBA.
4CBA, you're good. I'm gonna step away for a little bit and get this thing hooked up. Me and trees don't get along. I'm not exactly a very tall guy, so enjoy your ride. I'll try in a little bit if I can. Be safe and thanks for chatting. KR4EEE, I'll be clear.
All right, Greg. Well, I hope everything goes well, and have yourself a good day. Stay warm. It's not too bad. Well, it's 45 degrees, but anyway, I hope you wrapped up good, and we'll talk to you later. Thanks for coming back and talking to me for a while. All right, KR4EEE, this is KP4CBA, listening on 6-1 repeater, 73, Greg.